Okay, another show on BBS Radio. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. And our website is creationlightship.com. We're going to be doing some instantaneous healing tonight, which is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And the reason why I came here was to talk about ascension and to release from the people who were interested the genetic cellular memory from their body so that their body could hold and inhabit more of the spirit energy. So you want to get your spirit to integrate with your cellular structure, not just residing with you. So there's two different things there. So most people don't talk about the cellular memory part. They just talk about maybe that Jesus is here or that he's coming or that when he was here, he did wonderful healings. But they kind of missed out on the reason why he came. So we'll do some samples of these clearings here. And here we go. We always normally do the emotional clearing. And this costs $5 times your age. This is just a sample for the last 5 days in your life. It's not complete by all means, but just to show you that these healings do work. So if you're listening and you haven't had an emotional clearing, I don't know what you're waiting for, because it gets rid of about 95% of your baggage, your emotional stuff. And some people say, I don't have emotional baggage. They talk about themselves. They say, I don't have anything. And then they start talking about something that happened to them that they got reactive to, you know, a couple minutes earlier or you know, in their past few days that they've, you know, were seeing somebody and then they got their buttons pushed. Well, this is why you want to have an emotional clearing, to help yourself out. So this is a very, very important clearing to have. Then after you have it, then do the unlimited version for $50, and you can keep yourself current, because remember, the healings that are done by the light ship stop when you have the healing completed. They don't continue on doing healings on you, because they're only in the now. They can only see from the now, right now, this moment, back in time. They don't know what you're creating in your life, because you have free choice, free will. They don't monitor you. So some people are a little confused. I think that the divine always watches you, like was talked about, like Santa Claus, you know, in the Bible, that God is this angry, jealous God that's always looking at you. No, that's the God energy of the aliens. So that is correct. So the aliens are doing this with mind control and everything else, but the source energy that created you does not do this. So here we go, a sample emotional clearing. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. This is another invisible energetic body that is with you to keep your body from dying. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And next we'll do a pain body. Remember, these bodies absorb the, if you want to use the word, out of balances, psychic attack, the negativity by others that are placed upon you, and also some that you impose upon yourself. So here we go, pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, you have a mind, and the mind was not created by the light. This is what you think with, okay? That's the darkness energy. And so the mind energy is always storing up its judgments coming out of your body, and then it fills your body back up again with new situations. And then when that happens, you have your learning experiences, and if you don't clean the energy, get it out of you, it's going to recycle again, because history always repeats itself, because your body will kill itself to get well. This is why these healings are imperative. We'll do one more here. We'll do a trauma body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And by all means, just thinking of people out there who may have a young child, maybe you have a child who's 6 months or year of age, you know, pay the $5 and have your child healed of the emotional trauma. Remember, it went through trauma when it arrived here, and is still going through trauma daily. So for $5, you can bless your child, and their whole life experience can change just by you doing that. So I'll turn it over to our co-host, Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And, boy, I love that intro, Ron, and the whole concept about, you know, getting rid of the emotional trauma and density and the things that we carry, the mental energy and all that stuff, and being free of it is just so incredible. You know, everybody has a story, and so many people, when you talk to them, that's all they really talk about is their story, you know, the stuff that's happened to them, you know, the stuff they're upset about, stuff they've done that they maybe don't feel good about. It's all about the story, and you really don't feel like you're actually having a conversation usually with the real being there, just about what they're interested in creating in life. It's usually about fears, upsets, and things like that. So if everyone had their emotional baggage released and cleared away, think how that would just change the entire world right away with that happening. And like you said, for a child who's, you know, 5 years of age, for example, for just, you know, the price of a dinner, you can have them have that clearing and have all of that emotional trauma and baggage from that they've accumulated since birth, or since conception, actually, wiped away. So it's really phenomenal. It's incredible. And I know that there's several people that are parents that are, you know, using those, taking advantage of that clearing or those clearings for their children and who've experienced just an incredible, remarkable results. So it's amazing to see. We have a lot of questions, people coming on the fast chat, so that's great, and we'll get to them, as many of them as we can tonight. And I guess we'll talk about some of the great upcoming clearings that are happening this month and your expo. I think that's later this month or next month in LA. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, that's the second week, Valentine's weekend there, at the LAX Conscious Life Expo. So if you're in Los Angeles in that area, I'll be there. My booth number is 308. And I have a lecture, I believe, on Friday night, and a lecture and free workshop on Saturday. So come and see me, and we'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. So it'll be wonderful to meet some of you if I haven't met you before. And if I have met you, you know, I'm sure you're going to be back there again. So once you go into that Light Infusion Chamber, you look forward to it every year when I come. So let's we're talking about the events that we're doing. So this coming Sunday is our 8-hour session on getting rid of alien parasites, body rejuvenation, etc. And so, you know, recommend getting on that if you can. It's $200, and there's actually 28 hours on the light shift, so it's three consecutive Sundays, plus you get the four-hour Saturday call on the 23rd. And you're on the light shift for the whole month, and you're going to have a lot of healing. So we get rid of the alien energies that are attacking your body, whether you know that or not. Go on the website, you can check it out, or even, you know, on the two shows for BBS, we have 11:30:07. And 10:10:08. So check those out, and you're going to be amazed on what you're dealing with, what your poor body is suffering with, I should say. And these calls help to get your body more into wellness. So we could do some heart centering here, then we'll get the questions. So let's drop into our hearts. So this you should be doing. This may sound kind of monotonous maybe to some of you who hear me all the time, but think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. This is your awakening thoughts. First floor is your heart. And we're going to drop you down, so I count backwards from 10 to 1. And this you should be doing yourself, you know, probably, you know, at least three times a day to stay in the present moment. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Here we go. Let's get everybody warmed up here in case you're sitting in a cold house. So let's bring in some light chip energy to help warm your body, maybe your house up here. So here we go. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Mount Shasta is not too bad. Normally it's cold here this time of year, but looks like the coldness is going elsewhere, more into the states back east here. So here we go. Here comes some energy. And I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, request the warmth in your body to be increased. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's get some questions. We started the show off good here, looks like, and we got about 40 minutes that we can answer questions. And if you want to call in, please do so also. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was wonderful. And, you know, I think no matter how many times you remind us and of the need to get into the heart center and do the mind-to-heart drop, I don't think we ever get tired of it. Because as soon as you're in your heart center, everything just gets so much better. Suddenly, you know, the mind chatter goes away. You feel great in your body. It feels very healing. You can't think a negative thought. So it's really amazing how easy it is to get sidetracked and kind of pulled out of the heart center, you know, when you go about your day and dealing with life in this world that we know. But going back into it, you the second you get back into it, you wonder, why did I ever get out of it? You know, it's just no good when you do, right?
Yeah, and most of all of our friends, you know, at least I have the friends that I have are on, you know, on these shows here. Normally, yeah. You know, if you look at your friends that you work with, people that you work with, maybe, you're going to notice that they all have a storyline, and if you've been on the show for quite a while and you've had some of these healings, you know, or on the website, you're going to notice that you probably want to pull back from some of your friends. So if you just look at your friends, maybe pick maybe half a dozen of them, people that maybe you see daily, you're going to notice that, you know, here's poor Fred. His storyline is, you know, he's self-sabotaging himself. He never has any money because he drinks beer on the weekend, and that's the storyline. And you look at Judy, we'll say, and Judy, she's very vain and always buys makeup for her face and wants to look nice, and she wants to impress everybody else, not realizing that she is the most important thing to herself, but she's afraid of other people. And then you might look at how they're going to respond to her. Remember, these are all emotional energies that these people are carrying. And then maybe you look at we'll just say Elvis, okay? And so Elvis, we'll say, is a wonderful person, but he's always late to work. And somehow he always has excuses for his life. Well, this is all emotional baggage, okay? And so as you look at your friends, each one of them, you're going to say, well, this person is this, that, and the other. And as you have more clearings, or at least have an emotional clearing, these storylines of these people, you're not going to want to hear any longer. And so what happens is your whole life is wrapped around maybe the people around you, number one, people you go to work with, maybe your neighbors, naturally your family members, and then maybe extended family, maybe, or maybe relatives, okay? And that's really what you have. You may just have a small circle of people that relate to you, and they see you in the story that you're telling them, okay? And so sometimes this is how you get psychic attacks. This is why you want to go on the self-empowerment part of the website, to get these people off of you, because they see you and they think of you. When you walk into a room, what are they going to think of you? Okay? So you might want to write that down on a piece of paper. What do you transmit to them? What baggage are you showing them as they see you? Okay? Because naturally they're showing you their baggage. And the emotional clearing will help you take this away from yourself so that you can be a different person. And when they see you and they see you as this type of person, they are giving you a psychic attack, holding you inside of a box. And that box gets stronger and stronger each time somebody does a psychic attack energy. So just thinking thoughts about you is keeping you paralyzed in this box of who they think you are, and you may not even want to be that person, but they're holding you there. So that's just food for thought for everybody, because everybody has a storyline, and that's what they're living is their story. And once you get out of that story, then you're free to express yourself, and actually more free to express your spirit energy. Otherwise, you're expressing the body energy and the entities that come in who also want to live that same storyline with you. And that's where you have your addictions and negative habit patterns, etc. So this is another way of looking at what the light chip can do for you in these healings. And the first one that you should have would be the emotional clearing. I would highly recommend, before having that, though, get into the alien death barcode. So if you're probably maybe middle 20s to 30, to do the alien death barcode first, because you probably have already went through one barcode and you're losing your life force energy. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Yeah, I think everybody can relate to what you were saying about how other people try to peg you in a box of what they think you are, and that's really evident usually for people over the holidays when they spend time with family. And, you know, you can see a family member that you haven't seen in 30 years, and then when you get with them, they, you know, put you in the box of who you were 30 years ago, and then that never comes out, you know.
Yeah, and diapers or how you spilt maybe the cup of coffee on them trying to crawl up their leg or something, and they're holding you in that space, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it could be something else. You know, maybe you drew a picture of them that wasn't too nice because you didn't like them. Maybe you felt their negative psychic energy as they were projecting it on you, and you drew a picture of a monster and gave it to them. So this is you. Well, they keep you in that box.
No, even if they really, you know, love you or are nice to you, they still, though, tend to relate to you back in time of how you were.
Yeah, and they could also think because you're not a mainstream religious goer going to church every week, they may want to do their prayers for you, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
So then you're hooked up to the darkness more than what you would be, probably if you went to church, but... I won't get into that too much. Remember, once they point the finger at you, the aliens wonder, how come this guy's a renegade or this lady's a renegade? So we got to now really attach her and attack her more with negative energy to get her in line or him in line. So let's do some questions. Hopefully that related something to all of you.
Yeah, we've got some great questions here from Leah. The first one I see here, or one of them, is how... can I make sure that I make this ascension? What a great question.
Boy, the first thing you want to get is your barcodes off of you. So the two main ones is you want to get your abduction barcode, which is for your body. This is the alien abduction barcode. You want to get that off of you. Actually, you want to have three good clearings. You want to get the ascension barcode off, which the dark side uses when ascension time comes, and that's off your body. And then you want to get the one off of your spirit, so your spirit will not be also captured. So those are the three main ones that I would recommend having. So that's a very good question. People have asked me that in the past. You know, how do I get the heck out of here? I've been here for a long time. I know I'm an old soul, but, you know, I want to leave. You know, remember, if you would have known about ascension, you know, which you probably did or your ancestors did 2,000 years ago, and you believed it, you wouldn't be here now. And so this is because your spirit didn't understand it, or you went the wrong direction, and it's probably mind control. At least now you're listening. So that's kind of the way it works. So if you've been here for more than, 2,000 years, most people are here at least 30,000 years or so, then you missed out on a lot of ascensions. They happen every 2,000 years. So... hopefully you catch on this time. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, can you just repeat those specific barcodes one more time for those of us that are kind of new to that?
Yeah, you want to get the spirit barcode off, kind of like a tattoo they put on your spirit so that they can find it and capture it. So you got your spirit barcode. You have your body barcode, which is the abduction barcode. That takes your body up even now, during the night you get abducted. So that's your abduction barcode. That takes the aliens normally off of you. It helps a lot. I can't say this is all 100%, but it's much, much, much better than having nothing done to you. And then you want the ascension barcode. And the ascension barcode is what the dark side uses to capture you. And you may even want to have another barcode, the planetary barcode, will say, I don't know if that's the exact name or not, but it's the energy that makes your body want to stay on this earth plane. So it's afraid to leave. And they also gave you that. So that's basically what I would say is needed. The only reason why we brought these healings out because people asked about it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. And for people that are interested in those, they can just go to your website and find out how to do that online or
yes,
to contact you?
Yeah, or to send me an email also.
Okay, great. And the next question is, how important are the weekly conference calls? Another great question.
Yeah, they're very good. It keeps you plugged into the energy of the light ship. So they're $20 Mondays and Fridays. Wednesday we do a water charging. I believe that's a $30 call. Or we have our frequent flyer special where you can get a lot of them for a discount. You know, plus now we're having, we're having the eight-hour calls, on Sundays, three back-to-back Sundays starting this weekend. That'll be the 10th, 17th, and 24th. All of those are very good because you're connecting to the light ship and you're having healings done on yourself. So these calls came about initially to do physical healings. So this is why we have them, the ones that are the weekly calls. And then the once-a-month ones go actually, you know, probably a million times deeper because then we go into the room on the outside of the light ship where they deal with darkness energy itself. And the darkness energy is why you're not healing. This is where your body is filled full of alien implants, alien attack energies, where you have missing pieces. The light ship has to go out and find them. Plus, you have the extraterrestrial worms and parasites, etc. And we had a request to get rid of maggots here, so I'll do that right now since we're talking about that. So maggots are normally inside of our head. You may feel it move around now or a lot of things crawling on the top of your head. This is what most people feel. I'm going to take out some maggot energy. And so one question that people always ask, somehow I don't understand this myself, but people say, if I have this one clearing, are they going to be gone for good? Well, that, of course not. You can get the ones off of you from the past, and maybe they won't come back again. But remember, the darkness, is working in their own time frame. And the light only works in the now. So you can remanifest something. But will it be as bad as what it was before? I doubt it. And but the races, the energies that is taken off of you, those will not return to you. If their ancestors, brothers and sisters come to you because they liked you or heard about you, yeah, that's a possibility they could come back. But it won't be the same ones. But on some of the clearings on the eight-hour programs, the last one that we did, we started doing some energy work, and I don't know, from my past memory here, I think that some of those energies were about 80% release probably. Maybe somebody could call in and talk about that, the people who've been on maybe 1 month call or something, from last month. Yeah, that these energies, once you start working with them more and more and more, and they do so much to you that you wouldn't even have a clue. It's just so much that they do. But here we go. Here's the maggots. So we'll count to 10 as they start to get released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see what else we have. I wanted to mention the phone number in case anybody wanted to call in. If you'd like to call, the number is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So if you'd like to ask Ron a question live or ask for a particular healing sample, you could come on the line. That'd be great. Let's see. So we have a great question here from Karen, which is, if you are a doctor, what do you recommend for keeping your office space clear and especially keeping yourself clear? Great question.
Very good question. First, for yourself, you want to do your life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I mentioned that before. You just kind of sample the energy with your hands, you know, put your palms face-to-face in front of you and kind of feel the energy where that energy is. And you're going to feel like an invisible ball being compressed or like a spring. And it could be a couple inches to maybe a foot for some people. And then move your hands apart and then say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. And then move your hands further apart and bring your hands in, and you're going to find that your hands have automatically been expanded out maybe a couple of inches or so. And you don't want to fluff your hands back and forth like you're a bird, okay? You just want to sample and stop because you don't want to build the energy, okay? You just want to feel it. And then do it again. I now increase my life force energy. And you can do it with me if you want. Here we go. I now will do it 10 times. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, sample. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And now sample. Put your hands further apart and come in. I now increase my life force energy. And hands apart and sample. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it five more times. It really gets you people buzzing. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There we go. So, now working with your building that you're working in or whatever, right now we're designing a web page to come up that will, in a sense, help to eliminate some of these critters, vortexes, stargates, energies that are in your room. So that'll be coming up shortly here. And just look for it. I don't know how soon. I think within maybe a week it'll be up. And it'll be $10 a week or $30 for the month. Just go on there and you can clean out rooms. You can specify maybe your car or maybe you're sensing that somehow you're a target and maybe that's in your bedroom. So you may want to put that room down too. But that'll be coming on there to give you some assistance to clean out your room, to give you maybe a safe space. And you won't know how it's going to affect you until you actually do the clearing. You may just try it for 1 week and just see how it goes for you. There are people that's been requesting this for quite a while, so now we're going to be putting something up shortly. So, back to you, Sylvia. I hope I answered the question.
So then regarding the question, I believe it was Karen's, about how to protect yourself if you are a medical professional, that would also apply to somebody doing things like chiropractic massage therapy, any type of modality like that. So first of all, you recommend doing the I now increase my life force energy so that their kind of bubble of life force energy around them prevents them from taking on stuff from other people?
Yes, as you increase that life force around you, as somebody does a psychic attack on you, which is what we're doing, you see, everything in the mind that we deal with is psychic attack energy. So I was talking to somebody today doing a healing, and basically this person was under spells. So the spells, you see, are being used by a practitioner on this planet, maybe known or unknown to the person. And then from there, what energies are they using? They're using an energy pool that everybody has prayed into. And it could be a very old pool, okay? Or it could have 100 pools, okay? You just don't know where these people are tapped into. The practitioners themselves do not know what they are tapped into. They just know that they can get power from somewhere out there in the universe, okay? And so where do they come from? Well, the common denominator for all this is aliens. The aliens brought in mind energy. So that's the common denominator. So when you do these clearings, you want to increase your life force energy around your body, number one. That will help to prevent people from connecting to you. Normally when you're charged up enough and your body with it more with your hands when you check yourself out, and you don't have to do this, you know, after you do this clearing for about a week, you won't have to move your hands anymore, but you probably do want to say it out loud until you feel yourself really charged up. You're going to know at the time, you know, where your level is. But you don't want to be body width or less. At that point, you're vulnerable. Once you're more charged up than that, maybe your life force energy goes out, you know, 3-4 feet around you. And this is not your auric field, so don't confuse the two. The auric field, the body puts out energy, okay? This is your spiritual life force energy. And that's from the source. That's where you are. You are the source inside of yourself. So you're calling upon your spirit to bring this energy out around you. And at that point, it's light. So at that, and light is going to dispel the darkness. So the darkness does not want to go into the light because it would probably be terminated. This is why you have this protection around you. And this is why you want to do this affirmation, especially if you touch people. Because sure enough, those alien critters that are crawling around inside of people, which is what we do on these 8-hour calls to get them off of you, are going to be looking for a host, okay? Now, it's possible that when you're charged up, these may want to come into your field or try to go to the light. So I don't talk about that too much. In fact, we'll do that right now for people. So if you do have anything around you, in you even, that would like to go into the light, this is a darkness energy. Remember, they don't have a chance to go. If they went to the light ship, they'd be terminated, extinguished instantly, okay? They'd be loved to death. And so there's really no way that they can have a healing. So we're going to give them this opportunity now. And this happens during the ascension time, too, is that the darkness is able to come into the light. And it doesn't matter what they have done in the past. They're not judged. The light does not judge anything. But it will judge and terminate people who are in darkness. This is why you have to have these clearings done. So here we go. This is the darkness energies that need to be healed, that want to leave and go into the light. And they can also bring all of their friends. They can even bring their complete alien race if they wish. Sometimes the darkness puts out scouts, and they might be around even you listening to this program, and now it's their chance to leave. So this is a very, very wonderful healing to get rid of the darkness, and it could even be attached to you. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And again, I'll count to 10. Here we go. So stronger, or bringing it in now for the light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we're going to count to 10 to release the energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's see if anybody had any relief. You may have had chills come through your body as they were leaving you. Remember that these are shapeshifters a lot of times, and it could be voices inside of your head, but they had a chance to leave now. So if anybody wants to have this healing again some other time, just put it on the fast chat. I love doing these healings to help the darkness, because it's the only way they're going to ever get into the light. They can't hitchhike into the light by being a part of you, because the light ship will not allow that part of you with them in there to go to the light. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wonderful clearing. So just going right back one more time to that question then. So if you are in any kind of field like a doctor or a massage person or any of that, then doing the life force energy in between seeing people to make sure that you're not transferring stuff between patients as well would be a great idea, right?
Oh, yes, because you could be dealing with somebody who has a chronic condition. And just by looking at them, touching them, it's coming into you. And then as your next patient comes in or client, as you touch them or come close to them, that energy can body hop going into them. So, you know, once you get your awareness up, you know, you're going to find that you probably don't want to have that contact with people. But if you are, you know, trained in a certain field, and this is how you make your living, then you need to know how to protect yourself, and that should be the first thing. In fact, that should be taught to every practitioner out there that deals with people, and that's even true on the telephone. You know, these things can come across the phone, and the way they come across, too, is people will start giving you a sad story, and your heart opens up, and the dark side jabs you in your heart. So all this happens this way. Remember, they're very sneaky, and they want to take away your life force. So once you charge yourself up enough, and you have enough for yourself plus a reserve, then they cannot do that. Remember, the main goal is to take over your body. That's what they want to do. And we have a comment here from Marie R., who talks about the movie Avatar, and that's kind of what that movie is about. This is a different twist that most people don't understand. But this is how the spirit energy from a person is now transmitted into a clone and another life form. So the movie is great the way it's portrayed, but the deeper meaning is that they're bringing it out now for us the same way with surrogates being controlled, you know, sitting in a room with electronic equipment to a computer is on, and you're living a life somewhere else in a clone body. Same is true of Avatar, okay? Same process. And then you have the movie Nine, same thing, where this alien creature sucks out the spirit energy out of the heart of these beautiful little beings. And then you can watch the movie They Live. That's an older movie, but it's what's walking around here, okay? That's trying to suck energy out of you. So anyway, this is not new stuff. I think that movie was probably... I don't know, maybe middle 80s, I guess, or something. So we've had the awareness here for probably, you know, if you are aware, for at least 25 years, okay? And more like probably, you know, a long time before that. But these movies have come out, you know, the original Alien came out showing things in people. These are what you may want to call alien parasites, but they made them physical. And then you have the movie The Mist. So, you know, there's other movies out now, too, you know, where they show, you know, people that are robots that look like humans, humanoids. So it's all here. So, yeah, the movie Avatar is a very good thing about having somebody's consciousness go into another body. That's a cloned energy. It's not good because you want to be in your own body. So when that guy's out of his body, who's protecting him, okay, as he's living in another life form, a cloned body somewhere? So you have to use your own judgment on that and look at it. Hope I didn't spoil the movie for anybody. But remember, there's always a hidden meaning to what you're watching. As far as the energy about what Avatar is about people being associated with spirit energy of the planet and stuff, that's great. Nothing's wrong with that. So that's what I think most people will tune into. But they won't understand the actual theme of the movie. which is going inside of a artificial life form and being created to live somewhere else. That's your parallel lifetimes, people. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
So the moral of the story then is to be present in your own body and to increase your life force energy so that you are more protected, and do your clearing so that you can prepare for the ascension process.
Yep, and I have somebody mentioning on Fast Chat that I should see the movie Dark City. I mentioned that. So you may want to tune into that. This is 1998, and the movie is called Dark City. And I think it probably parallels what I'm talking about all the time here. Remember, these movies are out there. So that movie is basically, 12 years old. And, you need to get a clue that you got to protect your body. So I guess we can continue on with questions there.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something that you said that was very interesting when you were talking about how to do the I now increase my life force energy. And I know there's a couple questions about that on the Fast Chat, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But you mentioned that this was not dealing with your aura. This was separate, that the aura is a separate thing. Can you talk about the aura a little bit and how that's different from increasing your life force energy?
Yeah, your auric field is basically your body energy, okay? You can look at the aura yourself, just kind of get like a wall, maybe a dark wall, and just kind of look at your finger and squint your eyes a little bit so that you go out of focus. You can see the energy rising off of your body, okay? That's your auric field, okay? It's like a little halo around you. And your spiritual energy is much, much larger. So this is what you probably see when you see somebody in a room who is really plugged in the present moment. They're going to have a pretty large auric field from their spirit if the spirit chooses to show up that way. Remember, it's not always the case. People who, and they confuse that sometimes about people having dark auras and stuff. Well, that could be true, too. They're actually seeing the darkness, light of the darkness in their aura, okay, and it's not going to be light. So that you cannot change, okay? The dark side cannot bring forth that true light energy around you, but they can bring a darkness of aura or a shadiness, but they cannot bring true light.
So I hope I answered
that question.
Yeah, as far as people's auric field around them, then if your auric field is quite far out from your body, then is it easier to blend energies with other people as you go, near others, like in, shopping centers or places where there's a lot of people?
Yep.
Is it better to bring your aura then really close, tight into your body so that you're not blending energies that way?
That's great. Thank you, Sylvia. Yeah, I call it shrink wrapping. You want to shrink wrap yourself. You want to get your auric field right against your body. Otherwise, you're going inside of everybody's body as you walk by them. They're like attracts like. Remember, you're reading body energies. And so as you read and connect to other people's body's energies, then you're going to be bringing in their stuff into you. And the stuff is, a lot of it is alien life forms. This is what we're going to be moving on Sunday on the 8-hour call. So it's very important to not have your auric field extended out. Now, if you're in pain, we'll just say that you're in pain and somehow your auric field goes out 20 feet. Whoever walks into your auric field at that point is going to subtract, and take away energy from you because you're now radiating all this life force energy from your body, this auric field. Your body energy is going out and you have people disturbing your auric field. This is why some people say, gee, your aura looks green, you look red, you look this, you look that. And that's because that's your body energy, not your spirit. Your spirit's always white. So, hope that explains that. But yeah, you want to be shrink-wrapped. You want your auric field from your body right tied next to your skin. I say at least an inch, an inch minimum, maximum of an inch out, Anything past that, in fact, we'll do it right now. Here, we'll take everybody's energy and take them out. I'll go like 3 foot away from you. There we go. Right now, that's done. And I'm going to go right to your body. I'll count to five as it goes into you. One, two, three, four, five there. So you might feel a change. You probably felt the energy around you shifting, because when your body energy is out, that's how people read energy with their feeling body. Okay? And that's why your feeling body gets clogged up, why it needs to have healing, because it's saturated full of negativity. So, I guess that's enough for that. We need about a two-hour show here, it looks like.
Well, that was great, though. It feels much more self-contained when the energy is tied up against the body. And when it was further out, it felt almost like springing a leak or something, or just having a reduction in energy. So Alexander was asking about the about the affirmation. So, yeah, you don't have to move your hands while you're saying the affirmation. The whole purpose of moving your hands together is just so that you can sense where that ball of energy is and what size it is.
Yes.
And then in between that is when you say the affirmation. You can say the affirmation like, you know, 100 times if you want. You don't have to check every single time in between, right?
Yeah, I tell people to do it for about a week. 3 times a day for a week, sample the energy with your hands so that your body knows what it's doing, okay? Because you got to tell your body what's happening, and your spirit has to understand. And then after that, after a week, you don't have to move your hands. If you want, you can. If you're doing body work on somebody, then just check your charge. Your hands will tell you where you are. So that's your sampling gauge, is where your hands go. And if you find that your hands are close together, don't touch anybody if you're doing any type of work with people. You know, and that's what we work with normally, is people. That means that your energy is too low, and you're going to be taking on stuff from the people around you and who you're working with or on, because you're basically unprotected, because your spirit energy is not high enough. Remember, it's up to you to command your spirit to bring you energy, okay? You must ask, okay? And the asking is actually a command. So don't say, please do this. Just tell your spirit to do it. You know, it's very straightforward. You don't want to get any type of words in there that may not be direct to the point. You want to go from point A to point B, which is a command. You don't want to go to, from point A to point Z and going through the whole alphabet, because you're going to lose what you want to have done. So you want to just do it quickly. That's why all of Jesus' healings were a command. Back to you, Sylvia.
So you can command your spirit to just bring your auric field in close to the body. Is that basically how you recommend doing that process?
Yes, and also ask your body to do it, because you have body consciousness, okay? Remember, your spirit still works with your body out of it, okay? Your body still works with your spirit out of it. And that's true the other way around, too. Your body's not going to, your spirit's not going to die without a body, okay? But your body also needs to know what's going on. So, you know, it's good to tell them both, to command your body. And you want to also command that you're here in this lifetime, only having one life, and you want to command that you're not in any other parallel lifetimes anywhere. You want to be here right now in this present moment. You want to be in the now on this planet.
Yes, and speaking of that, we've been talking about parallel lives, and we have a question from Tamara about how do you get your spirit back once it has been transferred to a clone. So can we talk about the parallel lives clearings that you have, that you offer, and maybe do a sample of that for people?
Okay, just quickly, we have the cloned Earth planets with your cloned physical-looking body that your spirit goes into, okay? So that's your deja vu, that's your parallel lifetimes, okay? The other one is when you have your physical body that's cloned in a dark side planet that you know nothing about. So they're both bad, just that one you're familiar with, okay? So here we go. I'll do that here. So we'll do the Earth one. So here we go. I'll count to 10 and take you out of a few of these lifetimes. Remember, there's probably thousands of these here. This is why you want to have that clearing to get into this, to get released from the alien control of these energies. This is why you want to have the abduction barcode. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's what I do to get people out of the darkness, out of parallel lifetimes, okay? If for some reason the dark side took your fingernail and there's no energy cordings, we'll call it, or an energetic field between you and your fingernail, that part of you is lost, okay? And that's true with your spirit. It could take your fingernail from your spirit, and your spirit could be losing part of its fingernail, okay? So how do you get that back? Well, this is what the light ship does every 2,000 years for ascension. It goes out and looks for body parts, spirit body parts, and spirit and physical body parts. This is why we do these 8-hour calls on Sunday, because you go to the quarantine room and they start to find parts of you. Because remember, you'll never have a healing in your life, in this lifetime, if you don't have your spiritual blueprint complete. You have to have the blueprint complete, which means your puzzle pieces of who you are needs to be with you. And then it goes to the light ship, and the light ship energizes it. Other than that, if you're dealing with maybe a lung problem, and the dark side took one of your lungs to a parallel life, and you're dealing with lung cancer, and you tried everything, it doesn't work, well, it's because your spirit doesn't know that you don't have a lung there. Okay, because your spirit's taken probably two. So it only sees you having one lung. The one that you have that has lung cancer in it can never have a healing. You go to the light ship on my conference calls, it doesn't exist there either because it's lost. This is why we do the 8-hour calls. So I hope I clarified that so you understand what I'm talking about. So it's very, very, it's a must to have your puzzle pieces found before ascension. So you can live a better life, ascension could be in 2012, I don't know. The light ship works in the now. But the earth spirit is doing all that it can do to battle the darkness right now, to get itself into its integrities, back to its spiritual wholeness so that it can do the ascension. And then it works on the blueprint that it created, or that it's using now. It did create this blueprint. Like I said, the earth spirit's only been here for, 1.2 million years, but it took the blueprint and it creates it every 2,000 years. And this is why things change. But, this should be a longer show, and we just don't have time. Somebody asked about the God energy, so I'll describe that. The God energy that you pray to outside of yourself, okay, or anything that you pray to outside of yourself, is the dark side energy. I'll repeat that. Anything outside of yourself, and we'll just talk about the churches now. Every church that prays to a God outside of yourself or worships something that you connect to, which is just like doing spells and hexes and curses on people using a dark side energy pool, you are charging up that dark side energy pool. And then you are connected to this God energy. God energy that you pray to outside of yourself is not creation energy. Your spirit has creation energy, okay, because it's created from the source. The God energy that you pray to is not the source. Even if you try to pray to Jesus or the masters, they will only come to you through your heart center. They have never channeled on this planet to anyone because their messages would not be in integrity because the fact that people normally, almost all the time, cannot be heart-centered, okay, and hold that frequency. So they're not going to come through and give messages out about the divine energy. That's for you to get yourself, and it's personal between you and those energies. And you're only going to find them in your heart. They never come to any channelers, which normally is mind-based energies in the head, okay? And even if someone is heart-centered, they're not going to channel through them. That's why I don't do any channeling. I don't channel any of the masters. I could attempt to, but what's it going to do? They're going to tell you to go into your heart center to get your own answers, because otherwise you're judging. That's it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so Mike is asking, how does the problematic event healing work, and is there a place to type in the event? And I'm sure that's referring to the online clearing.
Boy, normally you just think of one. I haven't provided that yet on the website. There's so much that I'm doing. The newest clearing is going to be the one to do, you know, your space clearing, basically. So just think of the event and do the clearing. So the problematic event one is for people that have the same thing happening over and over to them, and they just can't get out of their own way, basically. You might even try doing it, you know, on the self-empowerment one, and that's available for 6 weeks once you sign up for it. That clearing has helped so many people. I get people emailing me just loving, you know, that self-empowerment clearing. And just go in there and look at it. You're going to be amazed on how much you can clear out. So our time is coming to a close here. Boy, I wish we could talk longer. Our next show is going to be Friday on Station 2. This we kind of do paranormal stuff a little bit. It's the same type of show as this here, but people may call in and ask questions about their experiences. And it's... same basic time as tonight, but 5 minutes earlier. And if you can come on the 8-hour call, it's $200 for yourself. You have 28 hours of conference calls. Time goes by very quickly because you're in the now and you're on the light ship, and then you're on the light ship for the whole month. If you have a spouse with you, they're $100, and children and pets are free. The children are free if they're living at home under 18. So
that's going to be the next consecutive 3 Sundays.
Yes,
and then three Sundays. And then what's the Saturday date?
And the Saturday's the 23rd.
23rd, okay.
That's a 4-hour call. So you're going to have back-to-back calls there, 23rd and 24th. So on one weekend, you're going to be having 12 hours of healing on the light ship on a conference line. The time goes by very quickly, so don't worry about the time. And you can be attending it absentee. So you can go to the website, check it out. If you want to get on there, you can use PayPal. And they'll send you the codes through PayPal, through an email to yourself. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And hope you enjoyed this program. I want to energize the light beam now as we sign off here to bring in peace energy to you. This is only heart-related energy, nothing to do with the mind. Remember, the mind is the darkness. So here we go. Here comes the energy. And I'll sign off. Blessings to all of you. It'll be activated for the next half an hour.
Blessings, everyone, and we'll see you on Friday night at 7:05 Pacific on Station 2 on BBS Radio. Good night.